Thank you for calling ProSource.
Hi, this is Shagan. My call just dropped with Steve.
Yeah, he lost you. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I think something's going on with my phone. It's been dropping calls here and there today.
But anyway, I sued that bank, and in 2004, we settled out of court with them, and I'm still mad about that one to this day, because had we gone to a trial by jury, I'd have owned that damn bank, the stuff they pulled on me.
Mm.
They'd give me warranty deeds to property they'd never cleaned titles on.
Mm-hmm.
They released a Mexican watermelon farmer to sell watermelons and not put the money on the note, the operating note we had set up, as had been the express agreement, and that cost me about $400,000. It cost me over $500,000 not to abandon my patients at the time in home health, and I never abandoned the patient. I got them all in the... No one would take my patients because I was doing it right and doing it the way it ought to be done, so there wasn't a bunch of fluff in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just on and on. And I'm sitting here at my age now, and given all those situations and the fact that, I had banker after banker tell me, you just need to declare bankruptcy. I said, no, I don't, because I have done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
I have done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not going to declare bankruptcy.
What about in 07? Did you experience anything then?
In when?
07, when the housing market?
No, I didn't.
Not too much? Okay.
No. Well, I mean, I was doing insurance restoration work then.
Yeah.
And I was not in the real estate business at all back then.
I see, okay.
I just started that this year.
Oh, I see.
And that's one of the reasons I was reaching out to find money.
Uh-huh. To start
but I didn't
really
get
on track.
Right. And I've just been trying to, I've got a lot of opportunity in front of me, and I can't take advantage of any of it. And it's just, it's been very frustrating.
Yeah.
But
how long does it usually take the insurance to pay you?
Well, it varies, you know. You never know. I mean, you get the final invoices when you get the work done, and you send it in to the insurance companies. I get settled usually within months, you know, not years. Getting the money out of the mortgage company at times gets to be a little more difficult. At the end, we get our first advances fine, which covers my cost on the job, raw cost, not overhead or anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get out to the end, and then they want to come do inspections and all this stuff, and it just takes a lot of time to get that money back.
Mm-hmm.
But, the business.
Well, it sounds like it's not too bad, you know, maybe.
Oh, no. No, it's been
90
fine.
At most, maybe?
It's been okay, you know. I've been fine
with
it. But it now that I added the two together, I'm I need capital to move forward with doing things to, well, I'll tell you what, if I could find the right situation with somebody that would fund my deals, on that 80% at the time I got them remodeled and on the market, I'd be off and going. I'd make $1 million a year and not even look back.
Yeah.
But you can't find anybody that'll do that. And
yeah. Well, ideally, how much capital do you need?
Well,
going right now into the next month?
I've got money to pay bills, so I guess.
Just some extra to invest in other things. Or do
the investment thing, yeah. Well, I'd like to put the investment thing in a package, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All of it. And just let that cash flow on its own, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And get it, because it's taxing my cash flow and my construction business, because I'm taking money out of my construction business every day, and I'm not borrowing it, so there you go, you know.
Yeah.
And,
okay. Well, how about this? If you want to send over January to June's bank statement, and I can just see what I can do for you. I can give
I'll see if I can get some time to go through that and pull it out for you, okay?
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right. All right.
I'll send you an email. I think I have one. I have it from last time. SKISER46@live.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's it.
Perfect. So I'll go ahead and just send you a quick email so you have my information on file. And okay. Then you can either send it through email, like the bank statement through email, or you can fax it, you know, whatever is easiest for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can go from there.
Okay, sounds good.
Alrighty, sounds good.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Yeah, no problem. You have a good weekend. I'll touch base with you sometime next week.
All right.
Okay, bye.